Well, we have a word of prayer. See, you guys, you ever wonder where I am? This is where I am all the time. I'm here. Okay, so that's why I'm being practiced. So let's have a word of prayer. Reverend White, come up. Reverend White, Coach, this is a young chaplain here. You want to keep your eye on.
Good to see you,
okay.
Sir.
Yes, sir. He's we play ball at my
home. I played at Howard Springs High School and also Shenandoah University.
Hey, Shenandoah, that's where I live now.
Oh, Winchester.
Yeah, Winchester. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask Reverend White to open a word of prayer.
All right, before we pray, I just want to say again, congratulations, Coach Parker, and all you guys for all your success. And all continued success for the next years, all right? So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for another day, another opportunity, Father, just to simply be here. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, Father, in the city of Richmond, but also in Virginia Union University, Father. I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing and having your hand on this team, Father. I thank you for the success that you have given them, Father. We know that success does not come from our own willpower, but it comes only from you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you now for all that you're doing and all that you will continue to do for the next year and the next year, Father. We thank you, Lord, for continued success. I thank you, Lord, that you're starting a dynasty here with Virginia University, Father. So we ask you, Lord, that you will continue to be with us, guide us. And I thank you that you will continue to give them your ideas, give them your plans, so that as they continue to go through each season, Father, you will be with them in all that they do. So, Lord, we thank you for all that you are and all that you continue to be. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Madam Governor, you come have a seat.
I don't know if I want to sit down now because it's so awesome.
All right.
I want to stand up for you all. Microphone.
Go ahead.
I think when I came to several of the games and I got to park, you know, near where the president parks, right there at Hobby Field, and I kept seeing the sign, all the years of winning, 2001, and then nothing. Nothing. Just a total drought. Like, and I just start, when, Lord? When? 2001? And there's no win? And we still have the sign up, you know? And then the sign, of course, is getting all rusty and ugly looking. And I'm thinking, well, when? And then, bam! Of course, everybody says, suddenly. But it wasn't sudden, right? It was hard work. It was assembling the right team. It was building back up. It was a whole lot of work. And here you are, CIAA champions, after that long drought. And we have to make a big deal of it. We have to. This is a big deal. We have to celebrate these things. And we have to make sure that it's not another 2 decades. Gentlemen, ladies, 2 decades of not being winners. That's 2 decades of coming out every year and wondering, is this the year? Is this the year? Is this the team? Are these the people? What do we need? What else can we do? We've done everything. And yet here you are. You've done it. And this is such an awesome feat that we're all celebrating. So you're with me. And then you're going to be recognized in the General Assembly. And then you're going to go right next door to the Governor's Mansion and be recognized there. We got to make much of you. Because it was a long time coming. And we're grateful. Because now the young men and the young women who are part of this will understand that it takes a great deal to be victorious. It's not ever overnight. It's not something that, you know, you just willy-nilly up and do. And so when it happens, you really, you feel it. You really can absorb it. You really can testify of how good it feels to be on top. On top. That's it. On top. So, as a result of that, here we are. I wanted to present. Can I do that now?
Yes,
are we
ma'am.
Ready? Okay. I want to present to a certificate of recognition.
Team. Coach Taylor, you come up, take this.
Yes, sir.
It's the team, yeah.
For the team itself, and it's a certificate of recognition. Not going to read the whole thing. But the Virginia Union University football team for their contributions to the excellence of Virginia sportsmanship through the demonstration of dedication, commitment, and exemplary performance. That's you, gentlemen. Take a bow. That's you. And the Lieutenant Governor commends them on these qualities that have led them to the title of 2023 Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association Champions. All right, and so this is for you, sir. And we've got a medal for you. Well, sort of.
She had this specially made. Yeah.
Yes, specially made, and that's the, usually I wear it here, but today, put it over here on the left. See, you guys made me change everything that I'm doing today. And this is my challenge coin. Challenge coin. You all met the mark and you overcame. That's what you did. And so thank you very much. Thank you very much for all
thank
that
you,
you've
thank
done.
You, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And then for Coach Pointer, I have two.
Yes.
Okay. And Coach Edward Pointer. Coach Edward Pointer. For his contributions to the excellence of Virginia sportsmanship, including his role in the exemplary performance of the VUU football program, cultivation of its nationally ranked defense, and the distinction of the 2023 American Football Coaches Association Division II Assistant Coach of the Year. Congratulations, sir. And we have one for you as well, for Mr. Pointer, Assistant Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And?
Now, before we do Coach Parker, I guess it's Coach Parker's wife, his parents over there that came down from Baltimore, right, Ms. Adams?
Fort Washington.
Okay, it's been a joy.
The other Baltimore.
Speaking to them and stuff. But what I want to say is that congratulations, Coach. Coach will be getting a Senate resolution.
Okay? Yes.
You're getting a Senate resolution. They're going to do it at the athletic banquet. Okay, so that's a blessing, you know. So we wanted to push that. One thing I want to say before I want you to know the history of myself and Coach Parker.
All right.
And it happened, I guess, what, 6-7 years ago, Coach Taylor. I remember I was at William Dillon's funeral, and I saw Coach at the memorial that night, and we talked, and he said, man, we got our guy. You know, I know search committee. He said, we got our guy. I said, okay, Coach. So then I think the next day, Coach called me to come to the press conference, Coach Taylor. And I heard some things about Coach Parker before I came on. So basically, I just went there just to congratulate him. And I'll never forget this view. I went into the office, and it was nothing in there. No sooner the press conference, this guy went to work. I'm telling you, there was nothing in the office. It was just him and a laptop. And I said, well, Coach, I just wanted to congratulate you, man. And I'm here if you need me. He said, well, I want you to stay as chaplain. Okay, so I love and appreciate that for him. So long time coming, Coach. This was a great hire. Come on up, Coach.
And then for Dr. Alvin Parker for his contributions to the excellence of Virginia sportsmanship, including two consecutive distinctions as the CIAA Coach of the Year in 2022 and 23, and selection as co-head coach for the 2024 HBCU Legacy Bowl, and leading the VUU football team to their first CIAA championship title in over 2 decades. 2 decades. Thank you so very much, Coach. For you as well.
Thank you
so very much.
Thank
you so very much.
Parents, come take a picture.
Yes, parents.
Right here, take a picture with him.
And while they're coming up, if I could just explain, This used to be the finance building, so that's where the money was held. And there's no money there now.
We still take checks.
That's what it takes. All right.
Can you guys tell him just a little bit?
All right.
Coach Taylor, you can, and there's one more, Patricia, one more.
One more.
Just get seven, ten, go ahead, thank you.
I'm gonna have you step two steps back now, which one more flat.
Oh, okay.
We can take a lot of pieces of these, isn't it?
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, one more.
One, two, three, got it.
Congratulations.
How about with the players?
Yeah, we're gonna take that one.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, players, your turn. Anything you guys need? Players, come on.
I'd like to hear from the players.
Okay.
I mean, tell me, what does this win mean to you? Because you are the ones on the field. You were feeling the pain when coach said, run! Said, do it again.
It feels great, you know, just to see the work being paid off. We trust each and every one of these coaches in this room every single day to put in the work and to lead us to the right direction. And just to see it all pay off, it meant the world. It meant the world just to see the smile on their faces.
Yeah.
They probably haven't smiled for like 11 weeks until we won. So, you know, it was just good to see, you know, just to see us get over that hump and just achieve this big milestone.
Of course, of course. Mr. Denmark? He's just
this
happy.
This is the same as I say. It's definitely going a lot of hard work into it, so it's just great to get accomplished everything we've done so far.
Why did you choose VUU?
I mean, it was just about what opportunity did I get. So I didn't really have much opportunities, so it was kind of what came to me, and that was a blessing for sure.
Awesome.
Amen. I can say it's been a long time coming. Then, you know, I came and I was with that 2022 team, and, you know, seeing them almost make it but come up quite short, and being able to contribute to that 2023 championship, you know, it's been a long time coming. And bouncing off what ID has said, you know, just Coach Parker's philosophy, just doing your part. And, you know, I took that to the max and made sure I did my part in practice and in games. And, you know, we came up with that the ring, which is great.
I just transferred. So, but that's really why the big reason I chose Virginia Union, because I seen it was a CIAA champs, and I wanted to help bring another championship back to the city.
Nice, nice. Because it takes everybody.
Oh, definitely.
It just takes one, and then you have an interception, and the whole game changes.
Yes.
Yeah. Or a fumble, and there it goes, the whole game. We just saw that with the Super Bowl, but we're not talking about that. My team was not on the field, so I don't care anymore. But this is an awesome, awesome feat, and you know that you are all champions. And you're champions in life anyway, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You know that this is the beginning of everything else. The rest of your life is ahead of you. Even if you hadn't won, the rest of your life is ahead of you. Because life is just a series of challenges, and so I call it overcoming. What else do I'm going to overcome that. I'm going to overcome that. I'm just going to keep going. Because it's the one life you have, right? And you have to make the most of it. And while you're making the most of it, you got to look back, pull somebody with you, yeah? Because you're here today because somebody pulled you, yeah?
Yes,
wonderful. Well, we're so proud of you and the rest of the team.
Good.
And the coaches, of course.
Right. Mike, you come up. I want to introduce you on to Mike. Coach Haney, get this guy here. Mike used to be the strength and conditioning coach for the Washington Redskins, then Commanders. He could share some things with you all about football.
Well, I've been listening, and so since I was with the Redskins, I kind of know what it feels like to go a long time without winning a championship. My first year, we won the division, and that was it. It was downhill after that. But what I will say is what a great accomplishment this is. First and foremost, because you have to put in the work, and you know what that's about. So work ethic is incredibly important. but it's the leadership of your coaches. And you nailed it when you said, we trust them. So that's beautiful. So I congratulate you guys. It's awesome. And I hope to see some of you guys at the next level. Nothing is beyond the realm of possibility. Don't ever let anybody tell you that, well, you came from small school, you can't make it, you can make it. Trust me. But I will tell you this. It's not just about your talent on the field. It's also about your personality in the locker room. I saw a lot of guys get cut. So just seek the Lord in everything that you do. His goodness is what you have. Every gift that you have on that football field is a gift from Him. Give Him glory for it, and He'll do things in your life that you can't even imagine right now.
Yes, sir.
And I'm a product of that, because I've come back myself after 2 decades of being gone. So when I saw 2001, that spoke about me too, because I won my first election in 2001, and then I left, and I've been gone for 20 years, but I answered a Daniel call to face Lions, and so I'm back again, and you're back again too. Awesome. But you could see that the winning was going to start, because you had the 2022. And you know, with a few more adjustments, that you were there.
Yes, ma'am.
But I would say that you were starting there all along. I mean, each builds on itself.
Yes, ma'am.
And here you are. And the way forward is forward. It's always forward. So, congratulations again.
I just want to give y'all a run of show today. In about 15 minutes, we're going to take you over to the General Assembly Building, and you're going to meet Senator Aaron Rouse. I don't know if y'all remember Aaron Rouse, who played for Tech. And he's a senator now.
Yeah, Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach, your guy. Yeah. So he's a senator, and he's excited. He want to meet you guys. I think he played for New Orleans, Coach. I think you remember who he played for. The Falcons of New Orleans, yeah.
Seattle.
Okay. And then got a guy, Delegate Mike Jones. He's a delegate now. He'll be, saying hi to you guys. And then Lamont Bagby will be coming in. These are people that are so proud of you. This is district, he's the Senate, and plus we're friends with Michael Jones and Rouse. I just thought it'd be good that you all hear from him, okay? Unfortunately, we will not be able to meet with the governor. The governor went to the memorial service, that firefighter who died.
Oh, yes, yeah,
he's
today.
Yeah, he's in Loudoun, okay?
I forgot.
So you can reschedule him, okay? So then after that, we'll go up to the gallery, about a 30 to 40 minute wait. I want you to thank you all for being patient, because during General Assembly, things change all the time. Committee meetings, call meetings and stuff. So we thought this would be 11 o'clock, but it's going to be at 12. So I appreciate your patience and everything. So anything you'd like to say, Coach?
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I would suggest while they're waiting, mm-hmm. you could get the tour of the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's every 15 minutes. So mm-hmm. we could get them up there now
well,
before
Crystal,
everything
Crystal,
starts.
Well, Crystal Ray coming in, that school coming in. They got 50 kids getting ready to come here, you know.
Right, but what I'm saying is, mm-hmm. if they want to just have the tour,
right.
because, you know, how many of you, when you look at the White House and you wonder, why does our Capitol look so much like the White House? And then you're going to discover, no, they look like us. Mm-hmm. We were here first.
Mm-hmm.
Our Capitol was here first, and they came down and said, you know, we like that. And so now most of the Capitols look like us. So we started mm-hmm. it. Once again, Virginia, number one. All right, so
before
are we
go, Coach, you I'll take it to the biggest person.
Take
the
picture with
hold
the picture.
On,
yep.
hold on.
I'm gonna get in the middle.
Hold on, Bill.
No?
Go ahead, let me take the picture.
Where are the helmets? We gotta show the good stuff.
They're presenting it to you.
Oh! Well, all right.
We ought to create a monster, give her a helmet, man. She could be running up and down the aisle with that. God, leave me.
I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put it on top of the rostrum.
Okay.
So then when you come in, you'll see it there. Just like this, because we got to celebrate you. All right.
Okay.
So, ready?
Beautiful.
This is so awesome. This is great. This is cool.
Okay.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we're going to expect even bigger things out of you. Yes.
Okay. Well, let's get some group pictures right quick here.
Okay.
Come on, coaches and family. Let's get the coaches up here. And
we're probably
going
to have
yeah,
two rows, you think?
Yes, ma'am. You want to
all
turn right here.
Turn this way?
Yeah, let's get the coaches. And, yes, get right on in there, coach. Are you for yourself? Mike? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
come on in.
Coach, you want to get in this one? Wait, one more. Wait. We're not all ready yet. Where are the players? Can we see the players?
Right there. Okay.
Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Hey, Eddie.
Good deal.
Have the parents come up.
All right.
Come on.
What?
With the coaches.
I don't. He's telling me.
Come on, Toya. Come on, sister. Come on. This sister,
Taylor.
Taylor. Wait, with sister Taylor, get in. Get right here. You good?
Already.
Okay. All right. We're good.
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you all for coming. We're going to get you guys straight. Okay.
Thank you. So what are you going to be doing after?
Are you ready? Yeah. I can remember your value. So far, we wanted to. Like Coach Parker said, Coach Taylor said, we amongst friends.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm so proud of Pastor Mike. You know, he had a historical victory. Now he's a delegate, and man, he's really making an impact. He's a rising star with delegates. That's what they're saying about my friend.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Some other things depending on who you talk to.
I know, man. Well, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. We agree to disagree, okay? So I wanted Pastor to just share his heart, what he's doing, and. Hey man, he's always been informed. So let's give us a hand clap for us.
Well, first of all, church works, right? So it's like every day you come and start off with the village, y'all have had great seasons. But I mean, Coach, y'all are to be commended for the work that y'all have done. Man, I've always been a fan of Virginia Union since I was this high. One thing I always fell in love with was basketball posters. And so that was the one thing I want my grandmother to send me was that basketball poster because, I mean, Virginia Union just did something that a lot of universities, black and white, were not doing in showcasing with that swag program and what they were about. My family grew up right around the corner from Virginia Union. And so I've advocated for Union on my city council days. We'll continue to do that here in the House of Delegates as well. I know we've got, I think, around $500,000 for Center on Leadership, named after Dwight Clinton Jones, pastor of First Baptist Church, South Richmond. He actually ordained me. He is a Virginia Union alum, both undergrad and seminary. And I honestly fashioned my political career after him, going through seminary, pastoring, doing things of that nature, and then local level, and then into state legislature. He's really laid a foundation for a lot of young pastors to really fill out and fill in and step into this political space. You've got Pastor Tyrone Nelson, Roscoe Cooper, they're out in Henrico, but again, we all followed in the steps of Dwight Clinton Jones, Virginia Union alum. Thank y'all for being here today. I'm glad y'all got Joe running with you. Joe runs in different political spaces than a lot of us, and it's important that y'all speak to folk on the other side of the aisle and let them know the things that are important to the people that y'all serve. Right? There are certain things that we deal with in Richmond, and a lot of things that your players coach deal with that some of the R's they may give lip service to, but they don't check that box next to it. Right? They won't put that stuff in the budget. And so don't let them just key it up in your face. Hold them to those accountable. Hold them accountable. If you're going to take a picture with somebody, they may not give you a promise, but y'all need to have open dialogue with these folks, all right? So they may want to talk football, but our football careers, I don't care how long we play, it's going to end one day.
and what's going to be there for, you know, the people that you coach, the people that y'all are raising after they leave college campuses. Okay, so don't let it just be a photo op. Even for Winston Sears, I'll say it to her face, right? Don't, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing to really help our folks? All right. And again, we talked about this stuff. Most of the shootings that y'all hear about in this area, they happen in my district. I'm typically, especially when I was on council, I was at the scene. This whole Huguenot High School, that the Altria shooting at the graduation. I was literally on my way to take my wife. That was her birthday. We were going. But then when we got the call, we went over. We were stepping over shoes, earrings, blood drops. And so that's the stuff. That folk that look like me, that look like y'all, that we deal with. And so what's the legislative fix? Hold these folk accountable for it. There are too many guns on these streets. We should not have as many weapons as we have. I'm not saying take them, but I'm saying, man, bro, if I can't get a drink until 21, how can I get a gun at 18? right. And so you know, some of these cats, they don't need to have the same weaponry as my dad did as a Navy SEAL. They just don't need to have the same guns. And my dad, they trained those weapons 24/7. And so you're just going to give any other kid that kind of stuff as you move on. But look, I'm happy to serve in the House of Delegates. I'm happy to be here to share with y'all on this day. My colleague in the state Senate, I'm proud of the work that he's doing because people don't expect us to do stuff like this.
That's right.
And so that's why, man, dude, that's why I'm just hella proud of this dude. Like, and this is the first time that we ever been in this space together so much, but just watching what this brother did and the way he did it, it's just huge. It just is, right? You know, because the people that we played for, coach, they didn't have this part written in, especially when I came through the University of Colorado. And I know Coach Prime, there are only 300 black folk on campus at the University of Colorado right now. Right, and we are just there to play ball. That's it. Mm-hmm. Right, and after that, they don't care about what we do or really what happens. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm so uber proud of Aaron Rouse and the things that he's doing. And man, I just can't wait to see how our careers continue to just intersect as we just do a bunch of dope stuff. If mom and dad wasn't here, I'd change stuff. Mom and dad are here. Right. But again, I'm just gonna step back. But again, man, congrats on having a great season. As soon as that season ended, next one's reloading. And so make sure you guys graduate. With everything that's going on right now, transfer portal, NIL, the thing they're not talking about are those grades transferring, those credits transferring. And that you might start with one major, but to get into another institution that may not have it. They're not talking about those things, right? And so folks gonna graduate, maybe have a few NIL dollars in their pocket, but they're not gonna have any transferable skills. And so make sure y'all get that paper, make sure you have some relationships, internships, skills that you can go out and get a job with after, all right? Last story and I'm done. That's the worst thing a preacher or politician can say. Last story, but I remember the night before I got cut with the Chargers, all the rookies we were sitting around and we were talking about, hey man, what are you gonna do if you don't make it, if you get cut? And so it was interesting. I mean, we had guys from Notre Dame, UCLA, all these schools there. And they were like, man, we gotta go back and finish up. Well, man, hey man, I've got another year left. I got another semester left. They came to me, I'm like, I felt bad. I'm like, man, I already graduated. I had a management trainee job with Pepsi waiting on me when I got done. And that was just because there were just a few brothers at Colorado that said, Mike, take care of your business. Mm-hmm. All right? So any resource they provide for y'all, any resource that your school provides, take full advantage of it. All right? So I'm going to turn it over to
you. Hold on, you got to go, brother. We got a presentation for you, coach. A couple of guys. Come on over. I could go to all the other senators, delegate officers, the University of Richmond, see Liberty. And then at the time, you guys
Y'all gonna get some sausage with the eggs and grits next time.
And they got it right there.
Oh, man, that's dope, man. That is dope.
Pretty good.
I'm so proud of these brothers. And they take a picture of you quick.
Oh, please. You got one to present him with his now or after?
Afterwards.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get your.
Well, he got to take him.
We'll take it together.
One, two,
three.
Okay.
All right, turn this one. Turn this one. Okay, all we got to do is make me happy.
Okay, guys, this person here, the freshman senator, Aaron Rouse.
I'm not a freshman.
Yeah, Jack. Okay. But it's just so exciting. Look, I've been in this 30 years, and I tell you, when regardless of what party you in, these brothers look like me. And I'd be proud when I see them all the time, when I see them on the floor and doing what they do best. So let's give my man Aaron Rouse a hand.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you to Delegate Jones. You know, I'm just impressed by this guy every single day. Because when you walk around these halls, I'm only one of two African Americans in the Senate, and black males at that. Well, black male African Americans in the Senate. But when I see Delegate Jones, you know, I always want, and I'm a geriatric millennial too. I always want to say, Mike Jones. Like, you just hear Mike Jones. And sometimes I forget, you know, we dignitaries, and there's a certain way you're supposed to present, you know, yourself when you walk in the halls. But sometimes it's just, Mike Jones. But no, he's done not only great work, you know, at the local level as well, but here in the Senate in both chambers. I want to really just talk to you briefly, very briefly, on from a granular ground level of who we are. Because before we started talking about, you know, obviously making sure education, gun violence, in this hallway, politics, healthcare, minimum wage, all those issues, to me it comes back to like the who you are. Like who you are here and why you do what you do. Like I retired from the National Football League, played for the Packers, Giants, Cardinals, went to Virginia Tech. Had a great career, was a freshman All-American, All-Conference, All-State, All-Tower, all the accolades. None of that made a difference if I couldn't make a difference back where I come from. My father, 63 years in prison. I used to get to go to Norfolk Jailhouse, sign in on the book, law book, ride in the elevator, sheriff's there, take you up to the floor, you know what it smell like in there. I never forget that smell. Curse words on the wall, and you never forget that. My grandmother cleaned houses in the city of Virginia Beach, predominantly majority white community. She cleaned houses there. We're from Norfolk. So then when we moved to the city of Virginia Beach, I'm going to the same high school where my grandmother cleaned their houses. My grandfather's from Hertford County, North Carolina. Country boy, big too. He had a gold in his mouth and everything. My grandfather, he used to talk to me about how he used to use the mules, and how he grew up on sharecropping, and how, like, when he served in the army, my grandfather was illiterate. He used to tell me, if you don't do what that white man tell you to do, they'll take you up and back and hang you. My grandfather was born in 1918. He lived through the Jim Crow South. And at that time, I'm a young boy, I'm like 8, 7. You know, I'm listening to the story, but it's really not sinking in. Until I moved to the city of Virginia Beach, where it's this explosion of diversity there. It's no longer in the cities of Norfolk, where you go to elementary school in the middle of the hood. That's all you see is us around. You don't see nobody else around. You go through the drugs, the shooting, all of those things. You go through all that. And then you go to a city, and you realize there's a much bigger world. You start understanding how people look at you and how they look at your people, how that's viewed. So yeah, as football players, you are much more than that. You're not just football players. To me, that's just a piece of who you are. Me playing sports, it's a way for me to stay out the streets. My mother preached, get your education. Graduate from high school. We didn't even talk about college. College wasn't even thing, something like we actually had conversations on. It was, don't get locked up, don't join no gang, and get your education. Just so happened God blessed me with football talent. He blessed me with the skill to go out there and knock some people's head off, and not for the ball. But the most important thing, he blessed me with this. So by the time Coach Beamer, Frank Beamer came around and saw Michael Vick them 99 year, me going to the national championship run, Frank Beamer's the first one in high school recruiting me as a junior. He already knew what I could do on the field. He was talking to my teachers. He was talking to my peers. He was, how is he? What is his grades like? That allowed me to get a full scholarship to Virginia Tech my junior year of high school. So then you go off to college again, you go to Virginia Tech, which is a PWI, predominantly white institution. It's only 3% African Americans. You know what that 3% was? Athletes. Nikki Giovanni. Anybody know Nikki Giovanni? Outspoken civil rights leader. She was one of my professors. She broke it down to all us athletes. Nikki, you know Nikki. She's very direct. She don't hold nothing back. She said, y'all understand where you are. Don't let this university use your physical abilities and you get nothing out of it. You need to get it up here. Take this university for everything that it has education-wise and use that degree. She was echoing the same sentiments from my mother. So I used that not only to graduate first before I was drafted in the NFL, but it helped me out because 4 years later, I was in a bad car accident, I hurt my neck and I couldn't play football no more. NFL was like, nah, that's it. But nah, the doctor said I'm gonna be good. And I'm working, like I'm in the best shape I ever got in my life. I even played in the lower level UFL with Marty Schottenheimer. We're gonna win the UFL championship. Had 3 interceptions, 2-1 run back. I was MVP of the game. And the NFL said, nah, we good. My mother reminded me of the education I got, I received, I earned, and I worked for. Not to mention, my time in college, I brought my younger brother, who was 2 years younger than I am. I didn't want to lose him to the streets. He came and lived with me in college, so much so. People thought he was enrolled at Virginia Tech. He ain't going to no classes. He ain't have none of that. He was under my wing, my brother's keeper. I need to make sure I keep you close to me so you don't end up in jail or dead in the streets. Then on top of that, my high school sweetheart and I, we had a son my freshman year in college. So I was a full-time student, a dad, and an athlete, trying to play D1 ball. They should travel home week after week, all the way from Blacksburg. Y'all know what that said? 5.5 hours away from the 757 every other week, to make sure my family understood how important it was to stay together. So what I'm trying to say to you is accountability, responsibility. Nobody else decided, hey, you gonna have a baby. No one decided that. I was a first generation college student. I knew my goals was to graduate with a college degree and play in the NFL. That's my goal. That's nobody else's goal, nobody else's dream. So I'm accountable for that. What sacrifices am I making? How am I believing in myself? When there's nobody else around, I can't call home, Mama, I need some money. Mama, I just felt this is Ann. Mama, this week tough, I got a big game plan on national TV this week. There's nobody else there. So we talk about mental health and mental preparation. Who are you gonna speak to, like when you down, or not even down, but when you by yourself in that room, in your dorm room, before practice, on the field, after practice, in the classroom, accountability. For yourself, not coach gonna make you more run laps, not your professors gonna make you study and get these great. Who are you? It come back down to this, your passion, what you willing to sacrifice and put in, because what you put in, what you gonna get out. Realistically, I hear students all the time say, I wanna go to the league, right? Like, what's your grades look like? What side you ain't gonna make it? I'm very direct. NFL playbook is this big. And nowadays, NIL is here, so you know brands is coming, they going, hey, we're gonna toss you $75,000, $50,000. We wanna make sure somebody can get his money to. They're gonna make my brand look good. We ain't giving no money to no dummies. Nobody who's not committed, right? So again, it comes back to accountability. It comes back to responsibility. What you wanna put, what you put in, what you get out. And for me, I never thought I would be a state senator. It's not something I planned, it's not something I designed. It was something for me, I always wanted to kill the children from where I'm from, the community where I'm from, to see us more than just athletes and former entertainers. That's why I love seeing this man right here walk these halls. You can hear him from a mile away because he got his voice deeper than mine. So you know, well, that's Mike Jones over there. I didn't hear him. Right? Because society has shown us, like, oh, they put our most celebrities as speakers for our communities, right? When it's the educators, the community leaders, the doctors, the lawyers, the first responders that you don't hear about, right? That allow somebody like me to be here today. So again, my passion, my drive is continue to uplift the next generation, specifically coming from where I've come from. Like nobody, you shouldn't have to work that from 11 years old to buy your own school clothes, learn how to cut your hair. I ain't gotta worry about that. But learn how to cut your hair, making sure your mom's not crying at night because she gotta pay the phone bill, she gotta pay the light bill, and she worry about your clothes, not mama, I got it. Healthcare, Medicaid. Oh, we wouldn't be here without Medicaid. And right now, we fighting to expand Medicaid. I don't understand that. That's why we're here, because representation matters. Voting matters. If you got friends that say, man, I don't vote, politics is in every single thing that you do. Every single thing, even down to school. Whether it's financial aid, whether it's grants, whether it's parking tickets at the local level, whether it's criminal justice reform, minimum wage, entrepreneurships, and grant access to capital if you want to start a business up front, every single thing that you do. You know why? Because in a very simplistic form, America is a nation of laws. And he who writes the laws governs how we live. And if you don't partake in that democracy, you have no room to complain. Just keep doing what you're doing. So I'm very honored, like, to be here. I'm very honored to share this room, this platform with my colleague here. But I'm also very inspired and excited that y'all are here, because you're not just athletes. And by the way, football players, some of the smartest people in the world. Understand time management, responsibility, acting making quick decisions under pressure, having checks, and then be able to react and go. You're some of the most smartest people in the world. Translate that to off the field. And you'll see how it just separates yourself. Sometimes I get lobbyists coming to my office, and they want to lobby for a bill. In 5 minutes, I already got it. They go, you good? I'm going, what? I don't need you to give me a whole hour of everything. You have time. Or even on the field, we got a check. We're going to go to a different coverage because they ain't showing us this formation or this play in the field. This is what we're going to run. This is what you're going to do, you're going to do. And what happened? You got to go out there and do it. You think quick. You got to react. But also comes from preparation. So I get real excited talking to you. But I want to say from the bottom of my heart, like, I'm here for you. Like, I'm not here for a title. I am who I am before I got here. I will be who I am far after I leave. But I'm here for you. And so I don't know if you have any questions, Q&A.
Fine, Senator. I know we're pushing for time. I got to get them over there. But guys, y'all want to go and make that presentation to the Senator here.
What? My cousin went to Virginia. I can't wait. I cannot wait to show him this right here.
Yeah, you can take the tech camera out the way and put that on
there. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is dope right here.
Hey, y'all want to take a picture with him?
Oh, this is awesome, right? Thank you so much. You know, I want to take this to the floor today. They might give me some stuff. You know? Yeah. Thank you. Oh, and I have a Lambeau Field record, the longest interception return in Lambeau Field history, 99 yards against Peyton Manning. I played safety. Fastest I ran the 40 was 4.3. I'm 6'4", more heavy now, but my playing weight was 225 as well. In high school, I played every position. In college, I played rover, outside linebacker, and safety. So
that's right. Aaron, let me take one for the news 11. Yes, sir. Thank you. So, I'm going to take one here. Senator Lamont Bailey, right out of Essex Village, and Senator in your district. Let's give him a hand clap here. Come in, sir. Come in here. My man. How y'all doing today?
All right.
Well, you throw your brother. Go ahead.
Just do what?
Tell him who you are, man.
You just did.
No, man, you better give him some words of inspiration.
You all should be inspired.
Yeah.
In fact, whoever was at the
commencement
last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But good to see y'all.
You should be on floor, bro.
To do what?
You're the senator, man.
And what do you want me to say?
You supposed to announce them from the floor today and tell them how
great. I know, I'm going to do that from the floor. What else you want me to do?
Well, I just wanted you to give greetings and say hello to the folks, man.
Greetings and hello. What else you want me to do?
Yeah, look. I was pastor, he came out of Essex Village, okay? So they put his name on the community center. They ain't put my name on there. They put his name on the community center. And then they're trying to put a sign on there. I need you to sign, put my sign on there, okay, man? My name on the sign, I want you.
No, we're going to dedicate a room to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you. But no, we did some VUU Day, man, and I just thought it was befitting. Jones and Rouse came back, and because this your district.
Yeah, that's what I'm upset about.
What's that?
Why Jones and Rouse come before me?
But we call your office, they just say because you was doing the floor and House resolution, we thought we'd leave the best for last. The best for last, man.
Yeah, all of y'all know him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So y'all know what I'm up against.
My man.
Go ahead and do what?
That wonderful school, I'm proud of you. You're proud of the university and what they've done.
I am. I told them that when I went there.
Okay, well, good.
I think Virginia Union University is Virginia State has this thing too, but I'm more akin to, you know, Virginia Union. I went to Norfolk State, but, you know, as a kid, the university, not whether it was a PWI or HBCU, mm-hmm. The university that was most attached to us as kids was Virginia Union.
Mm-hmm. And all jokes, Lamont has done a great job.
I'm not joking, I'm serious.
Well, no, I'm saying, no. Lamont has done a great job leading the Black Caucus. He's done a great job trying to find money for HBCU. He really cared, you know.
Yeah, we have worked with Senator Lucas and Delegate Torrey to make sure that Virginia Union starts to get more money in the budget. As you all know, since it's private, it's less likely and was not getting any money out of the state budget. We did the majority back in 2020. We put $1 million in there about Delegate Torrey. And so now we're trying to do a little bit more of that, open up a new center, and get some resources to Virginia Union in different ways. Also looking at giving Virginia Union more money when it comes to TAG grants, which offers more opportunity for individuals and makes it more affordable for individuals to attend the university. There are a number of universities in the Commonwealth that have been really, really taking advantage of TAG grants, so we're trying to set it up for Virginia Union to be amongst that group and increase the numbers of individuals that are able to get TAG grants.
Well, we know you're pushing for time. You can make a presentation to him. I know he's very busy. Come on up. And I want you to put that on your desk. Get a helmet. You got it?
Signed jersey.
Whose number is 84?
Yours.
Okay. Well, I like this.
Okay.
You had a good band talk? Oh, yeah, just white.
Yeah,
so good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Well, great. You
take the nicest thing you ever helped somebody give me.
Absolutely, man.
I said help somebody.
Help somebody, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I got my wife. My wife will put it in the frame for you, okay?
Oh, she is? I can't hold on to it?
No, you can put it in the frame. Unless you try to put it on the way home today.
Where'd y'all get routes?
Oh,
I thought you had to give my helmet up.
What'd y'all give, Mike Jones?
Helmet.
No, I wanted the helmet. I wanted the helmet.
You got to sign the checks, buddy. Y'all want to show that y'all want to.
Yeah, I'm good with the jersey. I mean, I'm good with the jersey. You know? If we can't afford another helmet, they're not going to understand.
No.
And I would let Rouse know that he needs to take care of your budget amendment. And Mike Jones, he might learn his way around the building, and by that time, he might be able to carry a budget amendment for you. But I will be happy with this jersey. You know, I'll be happy with this jersey. Keep it. And you say you're going to take this jersey with you today.
No, go keep
it. So I don't even keep anything.
No, go keep it. My wife will write the frame for you.
I'm not, okay, all right,
let's take a picture. Come on,
this one.
Let's take a picture with it. Right there.
Can we have a helmet in the picture, too?
Well, that helmet right there, I thought it was.
No, that's for somebody else. That's for, I know who that's for.
Who is that?
Don't worry about it. I know who it's
for. No, it's not. Nobody.
All right. Nobody else getting in the picture?
Get the staff and team.
Okay.
You got it. Just hold it. Got it.
Yep. 1, 2, 3. 1 more. 1, 2, 3. All right.
All right. Thank you.
This way.
Ready?
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
I love you, man. Take care.
Okay. Believe it or not, I love you too, man.
Yeah. I'm going to get my wife to sure. Frame it for you tomorrow.
No, don't rush.
No, I just tell you.
Leave out of here this week. Nobody's gonna see it anyway. I'm not telling you shit.
He's offended because he ain't gonna hear him back and tell
him. I'm not offended. I'm no more offended than the fact that my name is on the building and yours not.
Yeah.
Something
that
hurt,
didn't it? Yeah, it did.
Y'all got any questions for me, though?
Yeah.
Anybody have any questions for me? I'm glad y'all are here. I am. Now, one question.
Yeah, the Mike Jones is in terms of that's going to be a center on campus.
Yes.
But you kind of.
Well, we're working on that. We're working on it, and they just need some startup money to start figuring it out. We don't know exactly what that's going to be. It's going to be closely associated with government and making sure that students at Virginia Union have a close alignment with state government and local government to get them started into the path of working in government. We have so many opportunities here. Most things folks see the work that we do as elected officials, but there's so many jobs associated with the work that we do and opportunities of work in the clerk's office, in each of our offices, to work in the mayor's office, work for city council. And so we want to make sure that we are opening up our up the Virginia Union students to those opportunities. So it's really an exploratory stage where we're just trying to give them some seed money to get the ball rolling, just so they can compete with some of these other universities, like a Virginia VCU and a ODU and a George Mason, that send us a bunch of students for programs throughout the course of session, and also as governor fellows.
I got one. Is there an educational track that you guys would prefer students to be in order to do like an internship, anything like that?
I think
do like workforce development that where they try to send those guys to like internships or something.
Yeah,
like
I think
that.
Political science is the avenue, the easiest avenue, but there's so many different avenues to pursue working here. I mean, whether you're working in the space of an accountant or working in the space of education.
Right.
I think there's a number of avenues to end up working around in this square.
Okay.
Well, thank you. And Senator Dolan, thank you for picking a resolution for Coach Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And
do what I'm told.
And we're going to present it. You're coming to the athletic banquet to present it to him, right? In April.
If you, is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir. I'm asking you. Will you be able to?
Are you really asking me or you're telling me?
Keep telling him. Make sure he be there to present the main resolution. I appreciate it. And you may get a helmet.
I gave up on the helmet. Yeah. I just I don't even really want the helmet anymore. I mean, I wanted to help him, but now I don't.
New shiny red ones? Get that one. That's some bad shiny new ones, man. Maybe you can upgrade it.
No.
Yeah, man.
Move no, I don't want to be a burden to you guys.
Yeah. your conscious, coach. You're trying to
get me off to all the stuff that Aaron Ross has done for the university.
I got to hear this for the rest of the session, man.
Okay. You've been such a blessing. In fact, I wonder if he knows how to get there. Yeah. You think he knows how to get there, Keith? Yeah, I don't think he knows how to get there, though. I'm gonna ask him as soon as I get the call. I was like, "Aaron, give me a ride to the Union today."
Hey, we got you, man. Believe me, we got you.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna get in the car with him, and he gonna take out his phone, and you put Union. GPS.
Amen.
See, I can get that with my eyes closed. I can go this way. It's a Radio Union.
Yeah, man.
You know.
I know, bro.
But whatever you say, boss.
We got you, man. We'll take care of it. All right, we'll get the athletic thing for you to banquet. We'll have you do the resolution, okay? Bring it over. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. You already.
And I know how to get there.
I know you do, man. I know you do, dog. All right. Okay, we'll head over to the gallery.
After we do all the budget, I want to talk to you about the Lamont Bagley Center because we got some awesome things happening there.
Okay, seriously. All right. Yeah. Let's take a team picture. You want to take a group picture for the team?
Sure.
Everybody get up in front of them. Hey. Yeah.
Good to see you, boss.
Come on. I'm going to have to get him this way.
He deserves it, bro. Like Miss Sailor said. And Miss Sailor say? What Miss Sailor say? Miss Sailor. What'd she say?
Hey, man, who are you, Jason?